What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
It's my Christmas sweater.
It's ugly.
So ugly.
Yeah, so much.
Yeah, I know.
It is that time of year again.
Why isn't anyone wearing a Christmas sweater? It is National Christmas Sweater Day.
No way. That person is wearing an ugly Christmas sweater.
Keep that ugly sweater on.
Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
It's showtime, baby.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Mark Lawrence wears ugly sweaters every day. 365 days a year. Mine's in my office for picture taking ops later.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1
WQKX in digital HD. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Friday at last. The whole holiday season blows by, but when you're in the midst of a work week before the work week, before Christmas, sometimes it slows up a bit, doesn't it? Christmas time is definitely here. Thank you so much for the tidings of comfort, donations of boxes of Christmas cards. We'll be distributing them next week. If you still have your cards, you got them at the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, the dollar bag, whatever. Fill them out today. Write some nice messages inside. Sign it if you want, first name only, or your whole name and where you're from, whatever. We will be distributing the cards next week to retirement communities throughout central PA. Some great places like Nottingham Village, Riverwoods, Manor Care, and a few more too. Our Christmas tree here in the studio. Sam Tyler posted a picture last night of all the boxes of cards. We could still use some more as well. You people are just great, including a bag of boxes of cards that were dropped off yesterday with this adorable note. Check it out. It says, "Hi, my daughter Eliana heard your radio broadcast about writing Christmas cards for people in nursing homes. So she heard it on the way to school last Friday morning, and she said, hey, Mom, can we please do that?" Her 7th birthday was that weekend. So we got boxes of Christmas cards and we handed them out at her birthday party to all the kids and parents who stopped by as well. It became an activity at the birthday party. Everyone there filled out a box of cards as part of your holiday card giving campaign. Signed, Michelle Swank, Pack Sinus. Michelle, that note is adorable. That concept is even more precious. To have your 7-year-old daughter celebrate her birthday by helping someone in need. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm getting misty here. Elsewhere, let's continue to stuff the trucks in central PA for our tornado victims in Kentucky. You'll find those trucks in Sunbury, along the strip in Sealands Grove, and south of Sunbury at Country Turf and Trail with my buddy Ryan Boyer there, just outside Sunbury, on the way to Herndon, all right? So let's stuff those trucks with non-perishables, even clothing, Christmas toys for the unfortunate girls and boys. Let's see if we could do that this weekend. Make it part of your hustle and bustle. And let me just say this one more time. You people in central PA are the greatest. The greatest!
WQKX! Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon's on the way, and he's all excited about the release of the Spider-Man movie today. So is Movie Mike. We'll do that, and we'll talk about the infamous leg lamp.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So I posted it up yesterday thinking it would get a couple of laughs. It got so much more.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas shopping yesterday, I saw a leg lamp in the window of a store. So I went into the store. Turns out the guy behind the counter had never seen A Christmas Story. A movie that's been around, what, 30, 40 years? Unbelievable. Never saw the movie. Didn't even know what the lamp was all about. He thought it was a little perverse. And I was like, well, yeah, it's supposed to be. Didn't you ever see the movie, A Christmas Story? He was like, no. All I know is I find that lamp somewhat offensive. I'm like, you're like the mom in A Christmas Story. He was like, what, mom? I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw the movie. I'm like, please go home or Google it on your phone. It's a hilarious scene in the movie. A fishnet stocking high heel leg.
It's a leg.
What is it?
Yeah, well, it's a leg, you know, like in a statue.
Statue?
Yeah, statue.
Yes.
Ralphie, get your hands off that.
Ralphie?
No, don't touch it.
My mother was trying to insinuate herself between us and the statue.
Holy smoke, will you? Do you know what this is? This is a lamp.
It was indeed a lamp.
Isn't that great? What a great lamp.
It is indeed a great lamp. I asked if I could take it home. The guy at the store said no, it didn't belong to him, and he didn't like it. He said, you might as well take it home, but he said I couldn't. So I took a selfie and posted it up on Facebook, and I thought maybe I'd get a couple of chuckles. Hundreds upon hundreds of chuckles and likes, and what? Last time I checked, around 50 comments, including a meme that says, Fragile. You guys are funny, and maybe a little perverse, but I'm okay with that, I guess. It's a lamp. It's a major award. You're both right. The Friday before Christmas Eve. It's Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, the 17th annual Dirk Suica Slam Dunk at Bucknell is tomorrow. Can you believe it? That snuck up on us, too. Family four packs all week long here with Morgan in the Morning. And it's an orange out, too, for Bucknell. So make sure all you Suica psychos, as you call yourself, wear your orange. We've got family four packs. I got one right now, as a matter of fact.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
1-800-326-94KX.
You'll get a family four pack and one of those collectible orange t-shirts. Ray Bucknell.
We have another winner.
Oh. Hi, who's this?
Todd Alexander.
Hi, Todd. What's going on today, bud?
Not much. I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, sounds like you're on the road. Long commuter? No.
No, not really.
Just a few minutes of Morgan in the Morning, right?
You got it.
All right, Todd, you and your crew, a family four-pack for the Suica Center tomorrow in Bucknell basketball, the Dirk Suica Slam Dunk, 17th annual. So you got yourself four tickets, and you, for calling in, have got yourself one of those commemorative orange t-shirts to wear as well. What do you think, bud?
That's great.
Now, the good news is on the way next, including a woman who has way too many Christmas ornaments.
And I am the world record holder of the most bauble collection.
All right, we'll talk to her and more. Stay with us.
Well, guys, one of the biggest movies of the year, Spider-Man No Way Home, has finally hit theaters. Finally. Fans are going nuts. People haven't been this pumped for a Marvel movie since the last one came out a week ago.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
All right, so this dear old lady named Sylvia Pope claims to hold the Guinness Book for having in her possession the most Christmas ornaments. Well, it turns out the Guinness Book showed up, and yeah, she's right.
The collection at the moment is roughly about 1,700, but I add to it all the time. And I am the world record holder of the most bauble collection.
She is the world's record holder.
I just love her voice. How about this guy for good news? He has access to an airplane, so he fills it with toys, and he flies it to Kentucky.
There's hundreds of houses that are just destroyed. There's no way these families are going to be able to, you know, get anything for these children. Toys. I had goosebumps. I almost couldn't breathe, right? I started, like, welling up, and he said, toys. And all I could say is, I'll be there tomorrow.
And he was distributing toys to the victims, the tornado victims, in Kentucky. The Here for Good campaign just keeps rolling on. The Sunbury Salvation Army held its distribution day of food and toys for the year yesterday. Care for Good makes it happen. Ashley Lawrence is a single mom with a 7-year-old son. She says she hasn't been able to work since she had COVID. And she appreciates the relief. Still time to give to the Here for Good campaign. HereforGoodCampaign.org.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
I love the classic Christmas track, the Christmas song, but times have changed.
Trying to avoid a Christmas dumpster fire.
Yeah, the family's coming over, you know.
Blocking all the Facebook trolls.
So you gotta check out every family member on Facebook first.
Checking a list to avoid politics.
Yeah, don't talk politics.
When I'm chatting with old Uncle Joe.
Yeah, everybody knows
everybody
Uncle Joe.
Knows. COVID shots are not to be discussed.
No, don't talk about vaccination. No, no, no.
Or what they're teaching kids in school.
Yeah, because when you talk about your kids, the old relatives.
And despite what's been said, what you've seen, what you've read, Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. And here's to hoping you survive.
You.
The family get-togethers.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning. WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
We have to go back in time.
It's Flashback Friday.
Hey, old-fashioned things are the best.
On 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
We've been discovering downtown Lewisburg for weeks. We do it every year at this time because that jolly old boy with a sack on his back, whatever Andy Williams was just singing about, he dropped a sack of $50 gift cards here. We've been giving one away a day with Morgan in the Morning, and today is our last gift card. But wait, the grand prize will be given away at the end of the show today. Stay with us all morning long. Art of Living Design in Lewisburg is our last $50 gift card.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You'll win instantly and qualify to win even more. Call now, as the man said.
WQKX.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, somebody's driving to work or something right now, aren't they?
I am, unfortunately.
Well, you got to work to get those Christmas presents, right?
That's right.
Who's this?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, where are you from?
Catawissa.
All right, Lindsay, you got yourself a $50 gift card for downtown Lewisburg. Enjoy that. When you get it, the Art of Living Design has something for you, I'm sure. And you're qualified to win that $350 shopping spree we'll give away at the end of the show today, all right?
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Flashback, flashback, flashback. 94.1.
It's Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Hey, this is cool. In a recent interview, Usain Bolt said that playing Mario Kart helped him become an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
I'm in shock because apparently I've been training for the Olympics for the last 35 years.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Go! Somebody who is identifying themselves as Mindy Lou Who just made... That's pretty cool name.
That is.
Just I made...
Like
I thought it was a birthday buddy, but no, it's a Christmas request.
Mindy we'll see, Lou Who.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do for you, Mindy Lou Who, coming up.
Let's
take a look at the celebrity birthdays before we go to the locals. Giovanni Ribisi is 47 years
old
today.
Fine actor, but what happened to him?
Yeah.
He was in Saving Private Ryan, and then that was the end of that.
And before that, he was Phoebe's brother in a few episodes of Friends.
Exactly. So what happened to him?
I don't know.
He's a great actor.
Yeah. Elsewhere, Laurie Holden, who was Andrea in season one of Walking Dead.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's 52 today.
Okay.
UFC OG champ, Chuck Liddell, is 52 today.
All right, I know his name.
Yeah, Sarah Dolan from Bananarama, 60 years old today.
Bananarama, really?
I think that banana's ripe. I could be wrong.
It could be overripe. Mm-hmm. Make some banana bread with it.
Mike Mills from R.E.M.
Uh-huh.
is 63.
63.
And did you see this birthday? The oldest on the celebrity list, Pope Francis, is 85 today.
I saw that too, yeah.
What do you get the Pope for his birthday?
The man who has everything, really. He does.
He literally has everything.
He has everything.
Yeah.
What do you buy him?
I don't know. Hey, Pope, here, I got you a pair of white Crocs. I don't know. Is he going to wear them?
White Crocs.
I just don't know.
I got you a pair of my slippers. Maybe he'd wear them. I don't know. Under that robe, you never know.
What does he wear? Gold? Gold jewelry.
Gold jewelry.
Lots of gold in the back.
Lots.
All right. Anyway, those are the celebs. Now it's time to do the locals. We call them.
It's birthday buddies.
Of course it is. Happy birthday to Alicia Akey from Sunbury. She is 35.
Allie Sharp from Sealands Grove, 27 today.
Amy Herbster from Sealands Grove, 47.
Happy birthday, Carl Jenkins. Sorry about that. Carl Jenkins from Watson. Is that Dr. Jenkins?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Hey, okay. Doc.
He's 57. Hey, Doc.
57 today. Donna Culp from New Berlin is 55.
George Brown from Danville, 77.
Happy birthday to Glenda Bonetti. She's 48.
Kathy Bauer from Nori, 51 today.
Carrie Trent, 48 today.
Happy birthday to M. Neff from Sunbury, 53. Is that like M. Night Shyamalan? You don't want to say your first name.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it's like stagey.
It's cool.
Marianne Lennon from Mifflinburg is 62.
Maxine Kaler from Dornside, 53 today.
Happy birthday, Melanie Page, 39.
Michael Morden is also 39 today.
Nate Snyder, 42.
Paula Mull from Nori, 43.
And Ryan Troop from Northumberland, 35.
Celinda Erdman, and that's a great name, from Sunbury is 41. Celinda, I like that.
Yeah, and happy birthday to Sandra DeLorso. And why can I say that? 67 years old today.
Yes.
I'm taking a look with one eye over at the Facebook Messenger.
I don't know how you do that, but anyway.
It hurts, actually.
It hurts, actually.
Nothing on Facebook Messenger, nothing on the Ford Fun Line this morning, or email, or text club.
Or a burrow.
Those are the ways to get it done, though, correct?
Yes. Yeah. That, and there's also burrows.
Let's not talk about the carrier pigeons anymore.
We'll move along into something else
there
now.
There you go. Each and every day at this time.
It's birthday buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, we got two cuts, actually three. I'll talk about cut three later, but doorbell cams. You can't get enough viral comedy out of the doorbell cam, especially during the holiday season when your roommate is drunk and she lost her keys.
Yell at me. Hey. Hey.
Yeah. Don't be that roommate this Christmas holiday season, okay? Just don't, because in today's day and age of doorbell cams, you're going viral. Other piece of viral comedy, a couple vacationing in Costa Rica got attacked by monkeys. Well, almost attacked, until the husband decided to scare them away by having a little baby kind of temper tantrum.
What are you doing? Stop. Babe, what do we do?
It's okay.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Jump up and down and stomp like a little baby. That'll scare any monkey. As a matter of fact, that'll scare any human.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Weird kind of fella, huh? 94.1
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Spider-Man is back, but how is his new adventure? I'll tell you in just a second, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Julia, a very good documentary about Julia Child. I like this one.
Oh, okay.
So check that out. For showtimes and other details, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Spider-Man No Way Home finds Tom Holland returning as Peter Parker. The villain known as Mysterio has exposed his identity to the world. To protect himself, he asks Doctor Strange to cast a spell that will make everyone forget this inconvenient fact. Something goes wrong, and the spell ends up opening the multiverse, which allows villains from other dimensions to enter Peter's. Or, in other words, you get to see actors from the older Spider-Man movies reprise their roles in this one. No Way Home is a little bit of an uneven experience. The action scenes are terrific. There are several great character moments between Peter, his friends, and his Aunt May, played by Marissa Tomei. And, of course, some of the callbacks to the earlier Spidey flicks are fun. But the film also has a problem that's become way too common in the MCU lately. Namely, it panders to Marvel obsessives. So much time is spent throwing in references and cameos designed to work the hardcore fans into a tizzy that slows down the momentum of the plot and also leads to a bloated 2.5-hour running time. Spider-Man No Way Home is sufficiently entertaining as a superhero movie, but I wish it had eased off the nonstop fan service a little bit. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Green Goblins.
Now, what if you're not really up on all that Marvel stuff? Are you going to get lost in this movie?
You just won't understand certain references. Yeah, I mean, like, there's a, I won't say who, but there's a cameo character in, like, the first 20 minutes, and the audience goes crazy. And if you don't know who that character is because they're not in costume, it won't make any sense to you.
All right.
But I did like it. I just think that they overdid it on the fan service a little
bit. So if you're still a Spider-Man fan, a mild fan like I am, I'll enjoy the movie?
You would still enjoy the movie, yes. Right. Yes.
Jimmy Fallon, very excited about it. Earlier this morning, we had the late night soundbite clip on that. Where's your ugly sweater? You're actually wearing like a Spider-Man shirt or something. Right?
I was going to wear my ugly sweater sweatshirt today, but it's going to be a little too warm for that. So
yeah,
I went with a long sleeve t-shirt.
Today is National Ugly Sweater Day. Look on our Facebook page later on this morning. We'll be hamming it up in our sweater. Flashback Friday. What they call an ISO track from the original recording session of Mariah Carey. That is cool. Except for that high note, it still hurts my ears. Stop it already. Let's take a break.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Take a break with BJ's M Street Tavern. Your chance to win right now. Give me a call.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Tom's top list coming up. The top ways to remember to keep the house safe this holiday.
We have another winner.
94KX, who is this?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Where are you calling from?
Liverpool.
You all ready for Christmas?
Just about.
Just about. So there's always just one or two more things to do, right?
Always.
And that's why we call it the hustle and bustle of the holidays. So
that's right.
You go ahead and get those things taken care of this weekend, but we also want you to take a break with BJ's M Street Tavern in Seals Grove. I've got two $20 gift cards. You can keep one, give the other to your favorite foodie. What do you think?
Awesome.
Flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Experts are projecting that Paw Patrol toys will be a popular children's Christmas gift this year. It's the gift that'll have your nephew saying, "I'm 13. NASA announced this week that its Parker Solar Probe became the first spacecraft in history to touch the sun. And if you want to get some idea of the intensity of that kind of heat, microwave a burrito.
It's Flashback Friday.
Sweet and sour chicken.
On 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Five tips for keeping your home safe during the holidays. Now, you think these would be simple, right? But some people do not think of it. Number one, don't leave packages on your front porch. If you know when they're coming, well, and sometimes we don't, have the neighbors look out for packages arriving on your porch so the pirates don't get them, right? Number two, lock your car doors. even if there's nothing in there, but especially if there's packages inside your car, even if it's in the driveway, lock her up. Number three, to keep it all safe this holiday, if your tree is on display in front of an open window, don't put the presents under that tree until Christmas Eve, because somebody could get them. You get the idea there? Number four, always keep that tree watered. A real Christmas tree that's dry can go up in flames in just seconds. And on that note, create an emergency plan. What if a fire does break out in your home this holiday season? Keep it safe.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Jimmy Fallon does this feature called Drop It In, where he gives a few words to celebrities, and the next time they're interviewed, they have to drop it in. Now, he's done it with sports athletes that I just think it's hilarious, because sports reporters don't know anything except sports, so they always get stumped by it. They do a follow-up question like, what did you mean by that? Well, Jimmy did it again last night with the celebrities from Sing 2. So we're basically talking Tori Kelly, Scarlett Johansson, Garth Jennings, and Reese Witherspoon. Listen to it from The Tonight Show last night.
Obviously, everyone's going to watch Sing 2 for Christmas. How do you guys plan on celebrating Christmas this year?
I'm just going to eat a lot of food, I feel like, because, you know what they say, if you can't lick the spoon, just eat the bowl.
Okay. I think it's also a movie about overcoming your own personal obstacles, and I mean, even the Pringles guy gets lonely in January.
Perfect. Sing stories you want to tell. Like, have you thought of what you would write for Sing 3 or Sing 4?
It could be a Sing 3, Sing 4, Sing 5, Sing 6, Sing 7, Sing 8, yeah. Sing 9, Sing 10.
It'd be like the Kids Bop version of movies.
Yeah, I mean, you'd skip 13 because of,
you can never do
bad 13. Vibes. But otherwise, it keeps going forever.
So this was obviously during the pandemic, or did you guys get together at any point? They're great, as T the Tiger says.
That is funny stuff. I love Fallon. This weekend, try to work the phrase in, I'm as lonely as the Pringles guy in January.
It's Flashback Friday.
It's Flashback Friday.
This is it. Welcome to MTV Music Television, the world's first 24-hour stereo video music channel.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot today, I saved all morning because I know sometimes you got the kids around, mom, and this kind of thing. So you don't want the kids to listen to it. It was part of viral comedy, and we didn't do it earlier this morning. But I do want you to Google it because it's hilarious. If you like South Park, imagine the cartoonists from South Park doing a Charlie Brown reunion. Again, the kids might not want to hear this.
Charlie Brown? Holy hell! The old blockhead comes back from the big city.
Hey, Lucy, how are you?
I've got the double D's. Divorced and diabetic.
Oh, okay.
Boring adult stuff. Wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
Wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah. Good grief.
Hey, blockhead! Wanna kick the football for old time's sake?
Go f*** yourself.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.